It's hard to imagine today's largest city in Alabama didn't even exist at the time of the Civil War. However, in the years following the conflict, factors converged to spur quick growth. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agriliquid.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgriLiquid, and we like it that way. AgriLiquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Regulate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Today, it's the largest city in the state, but it's relatively young.
A lot of people don't realize that Birmingham didn't exist before the Civil War. It was basically a big farming area, and there was no town. There was no city. What created the city was the redevelopment of the South after the Civil War, when they rebuilt the railroads that the Union was so kind as to destroy.
Bob Rathburn shares the story from Birmingham, Alabama, a place that began to rebuild those rail lines.
They now had modern railroads in an area where iron ore, coal, and limestone all occur in the same geological formation.
The rails and raw materials made this the perfect place to build furnaces that would turn those products into iron.
At the height of the industry, about 1900, there were 53 furnace companies, and that also included the mines and the quarries and all the industries that fed that as well. So there were byproduct plants and industrial coking plants and all those sorts of things, many of which still exist and still operate.
Rathburn oversees the historic Sloss Furnaces, a National Historic Landmark. Sloss is just one of the many companies that helped build the city.
You built the furnace, and now you had to house the workers. And so they created company towns, and the company town for this particular furnace across the street, a place called Sloss Quarters. The mines had a place called Sloss Field.
Such was the case for the companies, each with their own town next door to the factory. Those worker camps turned into the city of Birmingham. Of course, much has changed since the beginnings of the iron industry here, but much remains, including this historic giant furnace that is open to see today. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Birmingham, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.